Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live!
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch. You can save big on your auto insurance. It's really the best thing you could do with your phone over the next few minutes. Just call this number, 1-888-FARMERS, and start saving today. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker at FS1, at Rob Parker FS1. On Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram.
I got one last thing to say.
I'm waiting for the Farmers jingle that I
need to run. We are Farmers.
That was on UCB.
Go ahead.
I bought Rob. Alex his first pair of Jordans. He didn't get to pick them out, and he was appreciative. I bought Rob G his first ever pair of Jordans.
Those
he didn't
bets.
Pick them out. He was appreciative. And I bought Elijah a pair as well. He didn't pick them out. They were shipped to his house.
Those
and they were just
bets,
grateful.
Rob.
That's
those
all I'm saying bets. To you. That's all. I'm done.
Weren't bets. So don't
it doesn't
compare.
Matter.
That's apples
it was
and
never a part of the bet that you picked them out.
Yeah.
It was
you
never
know.
A part
you know,
of the
right.
bet.
You were salty.
It was never
Everybody
a part of the bet.
On Monday.
You got two
you
pair
salty.
Of Jordans. That's what you got.
I did.
Bottom line.
You're right. Thank you very
Throw
much.
Throw them in the garbage. Do whatever
Thank
you want.
You
Take them to the Salvation Army.
I thought you were cool.
Do whatever you want.
Why are you
I'm
going
just telling
on?
You.
I thought
I'm
you
fine.
Were cool.
I'm done.
If you fine, then let
Alex,
it go.
Alex, you still got your Jordans? All
still
right,
do,
Alex.
Rob.
I'm glad you were
if
appreciative.
If you fine, then let it go.
You're appreciative.
Unless
only
you
want to
spend the whole segment talking about all the good things you've
Let's
done.
Go.
You want to talk about Rivers Jordans?
No, Rivers got a pair of Jordans.
Go
he
ahead.
Didn't complain.
Yep.
There you
Who
go.
Else?
Keep
Who
going.
Else? Yeah, keep going. I'm giving
I got,
you the floor
I,
is yours,
I bought
Rob
20
Parker.
Pair of Jordans. Nobody's ever complained about getting free Jordans except Chris Broussard.
Because I expected
tax.
To be able to get
wow.
the Jordans I wanted. That's a part of the bet. Don't try to turn it on me like I did something wrong. You knew you should have let me pick out what I wanted. That's it. You didn't because you were salty and it is what it is. Speaking of salty, John Gruden seems to be salty, and some think he's throwing his quarterback under the bus, Rob. Derek Carr reportedly on the trade block now, and Gruden is the one who hasn't gotten it done. Do you think, Rob, we've talked about this, when Gruden went to, after he won the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay with Tony Dungy's players, made the playoffs twice in the next 6 years, 0-3 in Las Vegas or Oakland, wherever, do you think he's using his man Derek Carr as a scapegoat?
I think he's always using other people. It's never about him. Chucky has gotten nothing but a pass, overpaid $100 million
$100 million contract
to a coach.
10 years.
Anybody else? Right, 10 years. Nobody gets that. I mean, guys who have won. Bill Belichick hadn't signed a 10-year contract. It's the most ridiculous, over the top, where some owner is infatuated with somebody and just decides that they like them, so they want to give them money. And that's really what it is, because it's not based on anything. That team was Tony Dungy's team. I get it. Tony Dungy couldn't get over the top. They made a change. I didn't even have a problem with Tampa making a change, because right. Tony Dungy should have won with that team. There's no right. doubt about
he
it, and he didn't
close.
Win. Yep, he got him close. He couldn't get him over. I remember when the Pistons got Larry Brown, right? They had a good team, Chris, a little thing, but it didn't seem like it was going to happen.
Yep.
Exactly. Rick wasn't ready yet. You know what I mean? He wound up winning a championship, but right. they won, and then they upgraded, and they got a guy who put them over the top. But anyway, I just, you know, there's a lot of issues with the Raiders. I just don't know if pointing the finger at Carr is all that's wrong with that team.
Rob, in 3 years, now we all remember the 10-year, $100 million contract. In 3 years in Oakland or Vegas now, not only has Gruden not made the playoffs, he hasn't had a winning season. In 3 years, he hasn't had the record that Jim Caldwell had in Detroit that got him fired. And I'm not trying to make it a racial thing. I'm just saying. Oakland expects more. The Raiders expect more. And now, after 3 years, they were 500 this season. And that was the best record yet under Gruden. So I'm with you. I do think that this is not – I mean, look, I get you wanting to move on from Derek Carr and try to get Deshaun Watson. I'm just saying Gruden has not lived up to that contract, and he's not lived up to his reputation that at least he had with the ownership – with the Raiders. Because remember, he got rid of Khalil Mack, too. Don't forget that when he got there. So, all right, Rob. Nick Saban, let's go to college football. Nick Saban, it's reported that Alabama, and we know, of course, they're coming off their championship. It's reported that Nick Saban is expected to have the greatest recruiting class, not only in the nation, okay? But Rob G, am I wrong? It could be the best recruiting class ever at Alabama?
Yep, according to 24/7 Sports, which is a composite recruiting service, they already have signed, assuming everybody, you know, nobody flakes out the last minute, the highest rated recruiting class in NBA or in college football history.
And there basically, it's based off of like how many 4 or 5-star players, correct?
Right. Is that correct? Really? Yes. Yeah. So right. It is their ninth number one class in 11 seasons, and the total composite score, because you know 5 stars get more points, whatever.
Right.
325 points, which is 26 points higher than the number two.
My response to that is college football, as we know it, is dead. And. Mm. I look at it, if I'm a college football fan or I'm a Michigan fan or Ohio State or whatever school that you think you're in the mix for some national championship, just forget it. It's turned into the Alabama Invitational for the most part. You have
Alabama
Clemson as well.
Clemson.
Right, Clemson. So those two schools, they get all the players, all the kids want to go there, and the other schools have to fend for themselves. How can you get excited about college football? I'm serious. Like we know what's going to happen at the end. Somebody already told me how the movie's going to end year after year after year. It's great if you're an Alabama fan, if you're Nick Saban or you're Clemson. Yes. Oh, this is great. Really? I thought Ohio State had a chance to beat them. And they got embarrassed. And now you're telling me they got the greatest class ever coming in on top of what they just had? What is that supposed to mean? Should they even play, or should they just give them the trophy?
Let me ask you this, Rob. Is there any feeling, or should there be? Because I don't think there is. But do you think if, let's say, Alabama wins it next year, and I know they haven't won it every year, but Saban's got, what, seven now? Six or seven? I think seven. If they win it again, should it get to a point where they don't feel the challenge? You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like...
No, because you have
not
new
the
kids.
Players, but, oh, you know, no, Saban because, or it, no. It's just... Because so he should feel like, yeah, they're getting
because
new
it's new all the time. You always got new people coming in. It would be one thing if this was the NFL in the 50s or 60s where you had the same squad, right? And you went, or the Yankees in the 50s when they went to the World Series 8 out of 10 years. And attendance went down. And people were like, okay, you know, I've seen this. You know, like you lose something after a while. I always say it. We all love ice cream until we start working at the ice cream factory. Then all of a sudden, we don't want it as much as we did. That's where I'm at with college football. I don't know how anybody's looking forward to the fall and the start of college. Oh, my, we can't wait for the polls and who's going to be number one. And then we can't wait for the Final Four and you know, when they pick the four schools that are going to be in the college
the
football
Alabama
playoff.
Invitational.
Exactly. Really?
Look, this college football season was tough. It was just so hard to follow. You know, games were getting postponed and canceled. And obviously, Ohio State only played five during the regular season. Basketball, I don't even know how in the world you can follow this basketball season. It's just, you know, I don't know what's going on with it. I do agree with you that, you know, I don't ever remember. Rob, it's 2-3 teams max. That's what it is. It's Alabama and Clemson and maybe Ohio State.
And we thought Ohio State had a shot. And look what happened.
Yeah. Right. It is just, it's odd because, and you got to credit Nick Saban. He's not doing anything wrong. But if I'm I don't know. I mean, some of these kids, they're going to Alabama to sit on the bench for a year or two and then get their turn to play. But they're still getting those recruits. And at the end of the day, you got to say this. You got to say Ohio State, Michigan isn't really in this class, but we'll throw in Michigan. If you want to say Notre Dame, who had a resurgent year this year, Georgia, obviously LSU was down, but, you know, they're in that class. Like, they got to step it up, Rob. I don't know if they can, but they've got to because it is becoming, to your point, it's hard to really get that excited about it other than who's going to win the conference, who's going to win the Big Ten. It's hard to get excited when you know it's going to be one of two teams winning the national championship for the most part.
I think it takes the thrill out. I really do. And if people want to go, I get it, Chris. There's nothing else to do on a Saturday. You live in Ann Arbor, Michigan. You know what I mean? I get it.
Right.
There's only six home games or whatever it is, six or seven home games Saturdays that you can go out with some friends and have some beers or whatever and some hot dogs. I understand that. And people are still going to do it. It doesn't mean that people won't do it or won't show up or won't watch the games. But I'm just talking about the thrill. You don't always know who's going to win and in most sports, even when you think you do. But this is really, really down to almost a given. And that's dangerous when you get to that level. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Every time they win means every time there's a great kid playing at some high school, they want to play at Alabama.
Apparently.
That's the problem.
Apparently,
they're not
going to
go like, oh, no, I'm the best quarterback in the country. And Alabama wants me, but I'm going to go to Michigan because Michigan hasn't won since the Louisiana Purchase. I want to be that guy to turn it around. No, they want to go play at Alabama and win.
Right, and what they're thinking is, I want to go where I can have the most eyeballs on me, the most attention, and get prepared for the NFL. and I see all these Alabama guys going to the NFL, that's where I want to go. And then, of course, they can win. So that's the thinking. And like I said, these other schools, you got to step it up because it's getting too predictable. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is it getting a bit boring, a bit dull, a bit anticlimactic with Alabama and to a slightly lesser degree, Clemson dominating college football year in, year out with the news that Alabama's going to have this great, tremendous recruiting class? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck, Fire Insurance, Exchanges, or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call Farmers today and get yourself a quote. We're also brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like they're cramming a full year's worth of cash back into one of those cash-shaped birthday cards. You've seen them before. Cashback match only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover something brighter. And at the bottom of the hour, in about 9 minutes, our man Brian Noe, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. You can also check him out on weekdays in Portland, Rip City Radio 620. A former co-host with both myself and Rob Parker, he will join us on the hot seat. Sure to be a lot of fun. But for now, let's get to your calls. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Alabama taking all the fun out of college football?
Ryan in the Bay Area, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan?
What up, Kings?
What up, bro?
Hey, man, real quick, right before I give my opinion about Alabama, I thought I'd clear up the Jordan bet real quick. Because how I see it, it was two pairs, 200 each. So if Chris wins, he would win two pairs up to $400. Because if you bet in the Vegas, if you bet beginner season to pick a team to the Super Bowl, you would get like a 10-1 odds, 5-1, whatever.
That's what I thought, but apparently not.
So if you bet in Vegas and you say that someone's going to make the playoffs and they don't make the playoffs,
that's got
who
nothing
wins the
to
bet?
Do with it. We're talking
okay.
about this.
All right, I just want to make
you
sure.
Beef,
since we're talking about Vegas,
about
since we were talking about
that.
Vegas, you would have lost that bet.
I didn't bring up Vegas.
Okay, he just brought up Vegas. Anyway, go ahead with your point.
That's all he wanted to say, I guess.
Greg in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, real talk, my fellas. I am a long-time, second-time caller. And all I want to say is, like I side with both of what y'all are saying to a certain extent. And here's why. I feel like Alabama is kind of like raising the stakes. You know what I mean? It's basically up to the colleges, the other colleges, just to figure it out. I mean, like they're the pinnacle, right? Yeah, they're the pinnacle right now, and it's just going to add more excitement when they get knocked off, because they will inevitably get knocked off. You know what I mean? It'll happen. Saban's great. I respect him, but I hate Alabama. You know, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't like nothing personal, nothing like that, but I hate what, you know, exactly what you guys are talking about. I hate the whole notion of the fact that they can do it, but hey, the program is right. So all these other schools got to do is just follow the model.
They can't, Greg. That's the problem. That sounds good. They can't, uh-huh. Greg. They can't follow the model. Kids don't want to go to those other schools. They want to go to Alabama.
Yeah, I understand. But when you got people like Deion Sanders doing what he's doing, and I know that's a far cry,
yeah,
you know, as far as like them.
I don't hate Alabama either. It just doesn't. It makes it a little less exciting. That's all.
That's all we're saying.
When they're
right.
So dominant. Yeah. I mean, kudos to Nick Saban. You know, you give him props.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
Yeah, how you guys doing? Nick Saban certainly deserving of his props. But as Carmella told Tony Soprano some time ago, nothing lasts forever. And so I see college football being cyclical. I see there still being excitement, as you pointed out, Rob, the nostalgia, the regionalism that people are tied to. And, you know, just a couple years ago, LSU had, you know, the dominant squad, you know, the super team, and they seemed that they were invincible. Now it's different because Nick Saban has matched and exceeded Bear Bryant. And so he's kind of brought, you know, being a Belichick assistant, he's brought that consistent excellence, you know, Belichick, John Wooden. But at the end of the day, I believe that other teams will get themselves back in the conversation, and you will see parity going forward.
All right, appreciate
it, Andre. Thank you,
Andre. Brett in Alabama, that's appropriate. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brett?
I just want to say roll tide, all right? I do not think that it's boring at all, at all. I mean, it's very exciting to be an Alabama fan. Down here in Alabama, we don't have an NFL team to root for. It's all about college football for us, Alabama or Auburn. I'm a diehard Alabama fan, and even before Nick Saban got there, we had a terrible time for a number of years.
Right.
Getting the right coaches in to build the program. It was micromanaged, but with Nick Saban, he has brought an awesome program to the Alabama football thing. That's not micromanaged by Mal Moore. He's not even around anymore. So, I mean, he's done an awesome job building this dynasty and all these national championships that he's gotten. My hat's off to him. I do believe that he's going to probably get another one or two before he retires and surpasses Bear Bryant to be the greatest Alabama coach, greatest coach ever.
He's the greatest college football coach.
I was going to say, I don't know what else he needs to do. I'm already there. Definitely.
Bear Bryant was great, but his titles were mythical.
Right. He didn't beat the other best teams in the country to win. That's why Nick Saban has an edge. Before, it used to be the Associated Press or sports writers or people like that voting to decide or determine who was the number one team. It's totally different. Justin in Tucson, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. You guys are the best show on the radio, hands down.
Thank you, brother.
As a longtime resident of Tucson and U of A alum, we're used to the outside looking in. So my solution is this. The coronavirus taught us that we don't need to schedule these games years out in advance. We can scrap those non-conference games 10 years out and make a requirement that the Power 5 schools have to have a requisite non-conference schedule against each other in order to qualify for the college football playoffs. You will see the players, teams will get exposed, and teams will drop off like flies. And that's my comment.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I like that.
I like it if they expand the playoffs. But you know how it is, Rob. If you lose one of those early season games, it could ruin your season for a lot of teams. Like, you know, no more chance to get to the Final Four. You know, a lot of times you can still get in with one loss, obviously. But that's why they don't want to play competition at the beginning of the year.
But if you watched, if you paid any money, well, you know, to go to watch Michigan play these cream puffs, you know, to become 4-5-0 to start the season.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, those games are horrible.
I agree. I think it would be better if they do play better competition. I just think I think they should expand the playoffs in general, maybe to 8. But we'll get into that some other time. We got the hot seat with our man Brian Noe coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments. where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's time for the hot seat.
Damn, son.
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot.
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot. Little crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
That's right. It is the hot seat, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment. We invite one of our Fox Sports teammates to get into the squared circle against the tag team champs, Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. And in true Radio Reek fashion, this segment is brought to you by Weeb Nation Podcast. Make sure you check it out. Our man right now, you hear him on the weekends here on Fox Sports Radio. You'll check his own show out locally in Portland. None other than the future Laker himself, Brian Noe. Brian, how you feeling?
I can't remember the last time I showered.
It's funny timing because I just showered before this. I showered because.
Why does that not surprise me?
Oh, yeah, wow. I am about to put the smackdown on you guys.
I think his name should be changed to Brian No Chance.
Wow. Wow. Listen, that? I thought it was Rob. I thought it was Rob with the corny jokes. Chris Broussard, you're better than
well,
that.
Well, it is.
He's rubbing off on you.
Brian, no, how could you say that to me? I'm your friend. You know that?
That's true. You are my friend. Yes, absolutely. But you're a fan of cheesy humor. That's not a put down. That's how you roll, man. It's all good.
All right. Let's do it.
Rob, would you say that you are a no-buddy?
That's right.
There you go. I remember that was a thing for a minute.
That was no-buddy. Wow, is that it?
All right, here we go.
I'm afraid of that. I'm a woman.
All right, you know how this segment works. Brian's got three very hot takes. He's going to defend 2-on-1 against the Odd Couple. Let's get started. Take number one. Brian's the only one on the radio right now who thinks the defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs are overrated. Brian, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
Thank you, Rob G. Yes, overrated. That doesn't mean they stink. That doesn't mean they're no good, because clearly they are. But they are overvalued. This thought of you got to be borderline perfect to beat them is a farce. It is not true. They were trailing by 10 points in the Super Bowl last year. What you need to do is not have a defensive breakdown like the 49ers did and allow Tyreek Hill to catch a ball for about 45 yards. What you need to do is have a quarterback who can throw to a wide open receiver like the Niners had with Jimmy G. They can be had. They are not invincible. Spare me with this. They're a juggernaut. They're a machine.
Brian,
they're
no,
not.
Stop it. How about Brian No Sense? Because that's what you're making. No sense. This team is not overrated. Now, we'll see if they win on Sunday. But nobody's put them up with the Steelers of the 70s yet. Nobody's put him with the Cowboys of the 90s yet. Nobody's put him with San Francisco with Joe Montana yet. But the fact is they have won, what, 26 of their last 27 games, something like that, when Pat Mahomes starts? I don't care that they were down 10. They've been down a lot, but guess what? They always come back and win.
That is outrageous, Chris Broussard. Okay, I will respond to you, Chris Broussard. I don't know if it's my time to go. No mic drop. That mic is still on the mic stand. I'm grabbing it right now. They're missing both of their offensive tackles, okay? It's fantasy football logic over here where you just look at the skill position players. They don't have the blockers. And by the way, the Bucs got heat on Aaron Rodgers, who can move around just fine. 5 sacks last week. And how about the 18-0 Patriots, huh? You can spare me on your little. They've won 25 and 26. The Patriots were 18-0, and they went down. And we thought they were invincible. The Chiefs will go down also.
It ain't about that. You said they were overrated. That means people think they're better than they are. All they've done is won and go back to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. That's not the correct word to call them overrated. They're not overrated. How are they overrated? They've done everything you're supposed to do for the most part. Win, won a Super Bowl, came back again for another one. The Chiefs are not overrated. Can they be beaten? Yes, any team can be beaten. But to use the term overrated on a team that's done nothing but win the last year and a half, almost 2 years, is ridiculous, Mr. No.
Wow, that was ugly. A much tougher round to score than I thought it was going to be because I went in there with a bias. It was. But you know what? The Odd Couple pulled that one out in round one, number one.
Oh,
10-9.
My gosh. 10-9. The Raider Nation just turned Nate their collective Robinson. Back on you. How dare you side with the Chiefs, okay. Rob G. Right. Unbelievable.
Another point away from Brian Noe. 10-8 round now. All right, here we go. Number two, Brian Noe in the hot seat with the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, the only guy on the radio right now who thinks that the recently traded Jared Goff has been the worst NFL draft pick in the last 10 years. Brian, you got 30 seconds. Explain your case.
I can tell that I'm going to have to win you over on this one, Rob G. You're already very skeptical here. This is all about return on the investment. Can you find quarterbacks that have produced less than Jared Goff? Sure, you can find a lot of them, but you're not going to find one player over the last decade that didn't give anywhere close to the return on the investment that Jared Goff did. They had to trade 2 first-round, 2 second-round, 2 third-round picks just to get Jared Goff. They spent the number one overall pick to get him. Then they had to trade him to the Lions in what was partially a salary dump, and along with 2 first-rounds and a third round. At the end of the day, you've got 4 firsts, 2 seconds, 3 thirds with Jared Goff. Nowhere near the return on investment.
Stop worrying about the money. He got paid for what he was able to accomplish before that. And you're talking about this is a guy who went to the Pro Bowl back-to-back years, who also helped engineer the 5th greatest offense in the history of the National Football League. Stop acting like he had no part in it or he had nothing to do with what the Rams' success or how they got to the Super Bowl. He has been a good player, and you know what? They just gave up on him, but don't act like he didn't earn that contract. They didn't give him that money for no reason. They gave it to him because their offense was rolling under Jared Goff.
You know what? Jared Goff went to the Rams in a ski mask and demanded money, and they said, here you go, here. He stole that money, Rob Parker. That money hasn't even kicked in yet. They had to trade him before the money kicked in because he laid an egg last season. 20 touchdowns and 13 picks with Sean McVay as your head coach. You're making my argument for you. I didn't even touch on the money. It's not even just the draft capital with 4 first-round picks and more. It was that they paid him, backed up the Brinks truck, and had to get him out of town in a salary dump. That's how bad he was with an offensive guru. Unbelievable. They did not get the return on investment, not even close.
Brian, no sense. Brian, no chance. Do you know how foolish you sound, offensive guru? Why'd they only score 3 points in the Super Bowl? Why'd he get undressed to a tremendous degree by Bill Belichick if he's such an offensive guru? And have you ever heard of Baker Mayfield? Baker Mayfield led a team to the playoffs and they're celebrating in Cleveland. Forget about the Super Bowl. How about Jameis Winston? He was a number one pick recently, too. He doesn't even start. Are you serious? Better than Jared Goff? Stop it. I get what you're saying. He's fallen off a little bit, but he's still been better than those guys for sure. And heck, even other guys, Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, they haven't reached the heights that Jared Goff reached. What's to say they won't fall off in a few years?
That one actually was not a tough round to score. I thought that one was pretty easy. One side brought up
facts.
Thank
you, Rob G.
One side brought feelings. Round number two goes to Brian No.
You know what, Rob G? 37
draft picks for Jared Goff and his baby hands.
Now, right. You know what? He said that he couldn't. He doesn't know anybody who did less. How about Matthew Stafford, who they just traded for? How about that guy?
Did they use 9 picks on Matthew Stafford or just the number one overall pick? I'm just curious. Which one?
I don't know. If the goal is to get to the Super Bowl, I think they got there.
Both sides swinging after the bell. Points away from both sides. I don't like it. Got to stay orderly fashion here. The hottest take of the night. We saved the best for last. Brian No says that white bread is delicious. In fact, it is the king of breads for sandwiches. You got 30 seconds, Brian. Tell us why.
You know, I think that Alex Tyshirt's head just hit the buttons in front of him because he just, you know, he can't believe what I'm saying here. But it's true.
Sick.
Now I admit there's no nutritional value with white bread. And you know what? I don't care. I don't eat white bread because I'm looking for nutritional value. I don't pick my bread out based on nutritional value. I want to die with a smile on my face, and I will when I taste my food and I eat what I like. So, yeah, spare me on your wheat bread, and I don't want grain and health when I'm eating my PB&Js, okay? I want taste. That's what I go for.
I would expect this. I would expect this from a man who thinks Kraft cheese food is a delicacy. I would expect this from a man who thinks peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are on par with steak frites. But you're mistaken, Brian. No. Do you know how bad white bread is for you? Let me read it from the medical news today. It says that you got a good chance of getting obesity, heart disease, or diabetes if you eat too much of this highly processed white bread. Will you stop it? Put down the white bread.
I will not put down the white bread, and I'll even double down, Chris Broussard. Not only is white bread delicious, it is the king of breads. It is the king of breads when it comes to sandwiches over here. You know what it is? It's very similar to Nickelback. Now follow me on this one. It's fashionable for people to talk trash about white bread. But unlike Nickelback, it's untrue. Like, people talk trash about Nickelback, but it's true. They stink. People talk trash about white bread, but it's untrue because it's delicious. It's tremendous for sandwiches. Nothing better in the sandwich world.
Once again, this is a little deeper meaning. This has nothing to do with bread. Just like the white ball in pool knocks all the other balls off and reigns supreme. That's why you like white bread. You're pushing a narrative. I like wheat. I like brown bread. I like anything that has color, especially since, you know what? White bread is dyed to get that color. The same way they dye sugar that's white. And the same way they dye flour to make it white. They're false, phony. That's not the true color.
That was a bloodbath.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. It's good to be the king.
Am I right? I'm taking over for Rob G to rate this last one here to decide the match. Because first off, Brian Noe's got to take shots at your boy who's sitting back here minding his own business, trying to make him sound good, pulling drops up for him. And then he has the audacity on this show to not only make the Odd Couple stand up for diet nutrition and to say things like, Rob, and I couldn't believe it, Brian. There's a saying that's been in many households, and I know you said you'll die with a smile on your face, but it's always better to go out gracefully, ask Tom Brady, and they say the whiter the bread, the quicker you're dead. I'm going with the Odd Couple on this win, baby.
Yeah. There it is.
Hey, Alex, you love that I was dropping all that knowledge, right?
You are the one, Rob. You are the one.
Once again, I did. Once again, we take down Brian. No surprise. We went down. Hey, you get an A for effort. F for execution, Brian, but an A for effort, buddy.
Well, hey, you always good quit. Hanging out with you guys, man. I hope you have a great evening.
Brian, right, buddy, no quit you. In him. That's right. Check him out up in Portland, 620 Radio, Rip City Radio, 620 in Portland, Monday through Friday. That's our man, and he's here, Fox Sports Radio, on the weekends. Brian, no. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
I can't remember the last time I showered.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple wrapping up a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. All right, Rob. I'm starting to worry about boxing, and I'll say why. Because Floyd Mayweather is now talking about fighting 50 Cent. 50 Cent threw out the challenge. He wants Floyd, all that. And Floyd is saying he's going to take the challenge. Now, 50 Cent is 180 pounds. Floyd usually fights at 145, 150. It ain't going to matter. Floyd will knock him out. You know there's some bad blood between these two. But my point is, that type of fight will draw tons of people, Rob. You know what I'm saying? And they'll make good money from that. And these celebrity fights between a guy that can fight and then a guy that can't fight, or two guys that don't have boxing experience like we saw with Jake Paul and Nate Robinson, they're going to start like, people are more into those than they're into real boxing.
People always are in for a freak show, a car wreck, a train wreck.
Right.
That's what people are into, and that's what people, they make money off of people who just can't help themselves, paying for inferior products and doing it. That's why I won't pay for it. That's why I didn't pay for it. I refuse to give my money. I don't even care if it's like for an entertaining evening, and most people have nothing else going on. I just would rather not do that. And boxing is going to be in trouble, because why go through the real of having a real fight and training if I could get in the ring with a celebrity and make $20 million or make $10 million off of it? I mean,
right.
What would
Floyd
be the purpose?
Ain't trying to fight no, like, Errol Spence Jr. And smart of him. He's older. He shouldn't. But you're right. I mean, look. When Kendall Gill was challenging Jake Logan, Jake Paul, he was going to make millions from that if Jake Paul had signed off. So it's just disturbing. Even a Conor McGregor, he could go fight somebody that doesn't have any experience and make just as much, if not more money than he fought, you know, make fighting in the MMA and no have no chance of losing. You know what I'm saying? Don't have to train
that's
hard.
That's the problem. That's
yeah, I'm telling you, man, it's something to watch. You know, you're going to have a big boxing fight once a year maybe, you know, that people really get excited about. But this other stuff could be a threat. All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up another Worship Wednesday. Have a good night. We'll be with you guys tomorrow. And have fun with Jason Smith next. Peace!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.